Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith. And with the Lord's help, we'll conclude a message I've been preaching this week on the verse found in Psalm 119:165, "Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." So as we take that verse to heart, we will never be offended. That is simply what it says, without any extras tacked on. It's just simply, if we love the law of the Lord, His principles, His statutes, the things that He's asked of us in His Word, we will not be offended, because we love the law of the Lord and we love the giver of that law, Jesus. And so we talked this week about how that we need not be defended on a personal level, but yesterday we were transitioning to a broader scope of that as Christians, we should not be offended on the level of the world. If you will hold, bear with me and as help me to stay with me as I try to explain it, that this is our Father's world. The King is coming. He is going to reclaim and make everything right. He's going to destroy everything that offends. But Christians, to a great extent, have been offended by the world. Well, it is evil. They're under the subjugation of the god of this world, which is the devil. But we are to overcome evil with good, and not just to be offended at the evil. Jesus saw the evil, the hurt, the sin of mankind, and yet His overarching response was that of love and not of condemnation. There's so many things as Christians that we tend to have our little pet belief system, and I'm not speaking now of the law of the Lord, I'm just speaking of things that are not necessarily doctrine or that relate specifically to the Word, but we get offended. What comes to mind, for example, is the dichotomy that is among some Christians, or in the Christian realm, if you will. Some Christians have no problem celebrating the holidays, Christmas or Easter, whereas others have great issues with that and the traditional trappings, that it's really basically based on pagan influence and pagan feast days, if you will. But it's a problem and an issue if we choose to make it one. The Word of God says, "Hast thou faith? Have it to thyself and God alone. Happy is the man who is not offended in the thing which his conscience allows." So we need to reclaim everything, I believe, that the devil has perverted for the cause of Christ. Everything. I mean, look how music, dance, song, worship, the arts, they were all designed originally to glorify God. Have they been perverted? I don't think there's any question of that. Of course they have. But the fact is, the fact that music and dance has been perverted by the world, is that to say that there's not such a thing as godly worship and song and music and sacred dance before the Lord? David danced before the Lord with all his might. I mean, if you have a problem with dancing, I guess you had a problem with what David was doing before the ark. So it's a matter of, and the thing is, if you have faith, Paul was very clear about that. If you could eat meat, don't scandalize your weaker brother who can't eat meat. You know, if he just feels he needs to eat vegetables. The Word of God is very clear, and this is a huge subject, so I can't take a great deal of time. But I trust that you will understand the heart of what the Scripture is saying and my reminder of you regarding that. For example, the enemy has just perverted so many things. In church history, the date of November 1st was set aside as All Saints Day, if you will. And the purpose of that was to remember the saints who loved Jesus and gave their lives in the help and service of others. And the night before this very important day was called Hallowed or Holy Evening. It was kind of like a little bit like Christmas Eve for the remembrance of Christians or those who love Jesus. So what this was done historically was that the poor, those who had very little of this world's good, would go to the homes of Christians to ask for food. And special cakes would be baked, and Christian families would put candles in the window to welcome the poor. It was a very special time. Children would watch by the window waiting for a poor family to come and knock on the door and ask for food. And mothers would try to send the children to bed, but every time there was another knock on the door, or they'd be there again by the window. And those who disliked the Christians and what they were doing began to tease and persecute them and began dressing up as witches and devils and ghosts to frighten the children. This, you see, is what happened with Halloween. It was a cruel thing to do. And they took something that was holy, a holy and sacred evening, blessing those less fortunate, and they turned it into something evil. Now, we know that this has never gone away, this mentality, and it's going to find its complete fulfillment and perfection, if you will, as far as absolute evil, in the Antichrist. Daniel 7:25 says that the Antichrist will speak words against the Most High. Secondly, he is given the ability, the authority to wear out the saints. It'll be a very difficult time for God's people living in that time. That's how I read that. If he can wear out the saints, that means that it is an unrelenting, vicious, heavy attack against the people of God. And thirdly, also, he is going to think to change the times of sacred feasts and holy days and the law. Christmas and Easter, obviously, we're going to be out, but, you know, it's impossible to take Christ out of those holidays. So we don't know all that's ahead. But the fact is that we have to be strong in our commitment to Jesus, into the things that we love and know and believe in. We cannot be offended by the evil that's in the world. We overcome what is evil by our good and being an example. So we can just trust God to give us that ability to lead godly lives that will cause others to hunger after the things of God. Because as it gets darker, as the times get more evil, those who are good seed, those maybe who have been brought up in homes, they had no religious or Christian upbringing, they're hungry. There's something in the heart of man, that emptiness that only God can fill. And they're searching, and that's why they get into drugs and alcohol and illicit sex and all kinds of things to dull the pain, if you will, and to distract them from the emptiness and void that is within their souls. And so, beloved, we are the light of the world. We're the salt of the earth, and we have the answers that we can give to those who are hurting. But we must not be as the Pharisees, sanctimonious, scholars and lawyers. They gathered up their robes around them, and it was like, ooh, we don't even want to be near anything unclean, anything that's not right. But that's not a way to draw those to Christ, to be legalistic. I remember Brother Glass said he was brought up in a church that the ladies, you wouldn't certainly wear makeup. You had your hair tied up in a bun. You had your sleeves down to your wrists. And on the surface, they looked very godly. However, he said they had the longest tongues. They didn't need a phone. The gossip would get around town, even without that of a phone. And so, beloved, it's sanctimonious, if you will. It is a show of religion if we just try to make an outward appearance of godliness, if it does not affect our heart. And our heart is not going to be offended. We're not going to judge those who think differently from us. If you have, happy is the man who is not condemned in the things his conscience allows. And so, beloved, Whether it's on a personal level or on a world level, as Christians, we don't ever have to be offended again. That is not our place to be offended. It is simply to be a manifestation of the love and grace of God, and to love God's law, and to be an example of transformed lives by the power of what God's law, God's word, the gospel has done in our lives. Great peace have they who love thy law, and nothing shall offend or make them stumble. Praise God. And I'd like to share a closing scripture found in the Amplified Translation, 1 John, the 2nd chapter, verses 3-5. And this is how we may discern daily, by experience, that we are coming to know Him, to perceive, to recognize, to understand, and become better acquainted with Him. If we keep, bear in mind, observe, practice His teachings, His precepts, and commandments. Whoever says, I know Him, I perceive, recognize, understand and am acquainted with Him, but fails to keep and obey His commandments, His teachings, is a liar, and the truth of the gospel is not in him. That's a very strong statement, is it not? But on the contrary, he who keeps, treasures His word, the law of the Lord, beloved, who bears in mind His precepts, who observed His message in its entirety, truly in Him has the love of and for God been perfected, completed, and reached maturity. Praise God. Again, that passage we've been looking at all week. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Psalm 119:165. Well, it's been a blessing to share with you this week, and I pray this will help you through the offenses, the trials, the challenges that come your way. I love you and pray for you every day. I thank you for your prayer support for me personally, for the ministry. I look forward so much to spending this time with you, and do pray for the broadcast, for whatever God wants me to share, that I'll be able and willing to do it. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.